Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Well, cheers to you, Lonnie, and happy holidays.
Cheers to you.
I see you got the memo that Christmas is near.
Yes, indeed.
Where did you get this?
I love this. The Hallmark store
It looks like you just ran full tilt through somebody's front yard Christmas display, and this
caught me. That's really what happened. I did not go to the Hallmark
store. What is it, battery operated, or are you plugged in somewhere?
No, it has a battery pack, and I can change the batteries if I want.
Look at this era we live in. Isn't this amazing?
It's so modern.
Well, I think you're talking about a holiday show today.
That was my point.
Oh, okay. Well, you dressed the part.
A Christmas Story.
Okay.
Which is a midnight radio production at Bricolage Theater, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with their productions of Midnight Radio, but it's as though the audience at the play is actually the studio audience at a radio show.
Yeah, it's a fun concept.
So they have an on-air sign and applause sign, and they have commercials, which are really always funny, that kind of go along with the theme of the show.
And so this is derivative of the movie.
The movie A Christmas Story, right.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
Okay, with the leg lamp and little bunny suit. It is a classic.
And the tongue stuck on the pole.
Yeah. Oh,
like, ooh,
that's so hard
to watch.
They
did that part, too.
How did they do that in a radio setting?
With the tongue out.
Did somebody lick a pole?
Kind of. That's the idea. It was funny. But this show, I really, really enjoyed. It was a look back at childhood, and Montez Freeland plays Ralphie, the main character, except he's Ralphie as an adult, narrating and looking back on the Christmas that he remembers so fondly, that he got his Red Ryder, blah, 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 name this long, BB gun, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And how, leading up to that, how excited he was about it, and it was just so adorable, and it brought back the feeling of magic that kids have at Christmas time. I haven't felt that Christmas magic since I was a kid, but
well,
this
when you were a kid,
relived it.
Was there something that you wanted really bad for Christmas, like this kid wanted the BB gun? Mm-hmm. Was there? What was that?
They were Indian moccasins that were beaded, and they were turquoise.
What? You get those at any souvenir shop in, like, Nevada.
Well, they were the height of fashion at that time.
You're kidding.
No, and I really wanted them, and I didn't get them. Because my mother only let me wear stride-right shoes because they had good support.
Wait, so you still haven't gotten a pair of
these? I have not.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. I am
good
getting
luck
you
finding
a pair of moccasins.
They have to be turquoise.
Like I said, I will go to any gift shop.
Good luck.
Like,
I've
in the
looking.
Midwest.
I've been looking since I was 6 years old.
Well, the internet now might have something.
Maybe, I never
now
thought
Now I have
of
an
that.
Idea. All right. So well, I'm sorry you never got those.
I enjoyed Montez. Me too. But I'll get over it. Eventually. Right. I really enjoyed Montez's performance. He just did it so sweetly, and you could see the fondness and feel the fondness that he had for himself as a child and for his family. So that was really very cool. And Tony Bingham plays the father in this show. And I must say, in the beginning, they suggested you might want to close your eyes and just listen as though it were a radio show.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here to say, do not close your eyes. Do not miss Tony Bingham's performance. Do not miss his faces, his wild movements, his gesticulations. He had me in hysterics. And at intermission, I said something to the young man that was sitting next to me, and I said, have you been watching The Father? And he said, no, there's so much happening and so much going on, you know. I said, focus on him in Act Two. He and I were just in hysterics. Really a funny, comical performance. And Tammy Dixon was the mom and some other characters, and of course she's so talented. Every character she did was very believable, and even if she were a child or the mother, good job. And the rest of this talented crew was rounded off with Adam Seligson and Mara Underwood. There was a bonus, really big bonus, I thought. Cello Fury was the musical guest.
Wow.
And you know how exciting they are.
Yeah.
They're very exciting. Who thought cellos could be exciting?
So wait, did they provide like the soundtrack to this, or did they pause and now a number from Cello Fury?
A little bit of both, but they also had a pianist. Dina Muro was the musical director and pianist that played the score throughout. But if you want to see a show that is just sweet and poignant and nostalgic and totally uplifting, I recommend this.
Through December 23rd at Bricolage.
Yes, really a fun production.
A Christmas Story.
Yes.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.